During the last years of the Caliphate of Cordoba, in 994, Ibn Hazm was born in the ancient capital of Al-Andalus into a family associated with the Umayyad court of Cordoba. At an early age, he showed an interest in poetry, philosophy, and theology, subjects that marked his life. Due to his ideology, which was always in favour of the Umayyad dynasty and the Caliphate institution, after the fall of the Caliphate, he had to go into exile. First, he went to the city of Almería and then to Játiva, where he wrote one of his masterpieces, El Collar de la Paloma, Necklace of the Dove, based on the essence of love, beauty, and literature. In 1023, he returned to Córdoba to join the court of Abderrahman V, a ruler who had a fleeting reign for only a few months. His ties with this government made him a prisoner, at which point he decided to leave politics to one side and devote himself to legal and theological studies. Ibn Hazm was a deeply religious man, a firm believer in God, who elevated Islam as the only true religion. His passion for science, theology, and law led to a series of conflicts that ended after his retirement to Huelva, where he died in 1064. Taking advantage of the 900th anniversary of his death, the mayor of Córdoba, Antonio Guzmán, commissioned sculptor Amadeo Ruiz Olmos to create a bronze sculpture of this Cordoban poet. In response to this request, the artist created a sculpture in which Ibn Hazm appears standing, dressed in a long tunic, a small cloak, and an Iraqi cap typical of doctors of law during the Islamic period. In his left hand, he holds a rolled-up scroll that refers to his love of literature.